Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. How about honor the Sabbath day, keep it holy?
Well, this one brings up probably more questions than any other, I would say, because we understand that, first of all, Jesus really kind of, you know, upset the apple cart in his day because he didn't abide by all of the rules and regulations that the religious leaders had set up with regards to the Sabbath. And so that was one of the big things they had going against him, big critiques they had of Jesus, and one of the things that really, really made them the most angry about him. And then also, you know, we really don't have a lot in the New Testament that tells us that we need to observe one day a week, a Sabbath day, and we need to not do any work at all on that day. So I think we need to be careful how we apply this commandment. I think one of the things that's really important to recognize is that the Sabbath was around before the Ten Commandments were even given. Obviously, the Sabbath goes back all the way to creation when God rested on the seventh day from all of his work. And Jesus made it very clear that the Sabbath was made for man. Man was not made for the Sabbath. And so there's something about us and our humanity that really needs this rhythm of work and rest and not to get completely overwhelmed 7 days a week with work. I think part of it is that we're human beings, not human doings. We're people, not machines. And so we need time to rest, time to reflect, time to worship, time to play. All those things are important for who we are.
And we, you know, we have such an amazing capacity to make formulas and rules out of things till we drain the life right out of it. And I think that's, you know, Jesus talks about, that the Sabbath is for man. And I want you to just talk about the life-giving aspects of God's invitation for us to rest.
Well, yeah, I mean, goodness gracious, you know, isn't it funny that we live in a society where, you know, we spend so much money on vacations and fun and, you know, looking for escapes. And I mean, the entertainment industry, the leisure industry, the vacation industry is just, you know, incredible in terms of the amount of money that's spent. And yes, and yet we're a people that really, we don't really know how to rest. And I think one of the things, Susie, is rest begins in our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. It begins when we rest in his presence from all of our works. And we recognize that it's his work. And we just rest in him and in the work that he has done on our behalf.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.